For almost a decade, our correspondent Don Gagne brought you news from the White House. First, he followed President Bush, then President Obama. Now Don is moving further afield. He is a national political correspondent for NPR, and this morning he tracks one of the people who may hope to occupy the White House next. Mitt Romney fell short in the Republican presidential primaries in 2008. He seems set to try again in 2012. Today he releases a book called No Apology: The Case for American Greatness. Don Gagne has more.
This is how Mitt Romney's first presidential run came to an end. It was February 08 at the annual Conservative Political Action Conference in Washington, known as CPAC. Romney had bounced back a bit after crucial early losses in Iowa and New Hampshire the month before, but he could see he was done.
I entered this race because I love America. And because I love America, in this time of war, I feel I have to now stand aside for our party and for our country.
It was a difficult day for a man accustomed to success, but Romney wasn't ready to regard the setback as permanent. Since then, he spent 2 years helping raise money for Republican candidates around the country. He's making friends and collecting favors, and this February, he was back at CPAC, this time having more fun. He said he just got back from the Olympics.
By the way, you probably didn't hear the news this morning. Late breaking that the gold medal that was won last night by American Lindsey Vonn has been stripped. Yeah, it was determined that President Obama has been going downhill faster than she has.
The joke was followed by a broad critique of the administration.
And so when he assumed the presidency, his energy should have been focused on fixing the economy, creating jobs, succeeding in our fight against radical violent jihad in Afghanistan and Iraq, and keeping us safe. Instead, he applied his time and his political capital to his ill-conceived takeover of healthcare and to building his personal popularity in foreign countries. He failed to focus, and so he failed.
Now comes the book. The line, "No Apology," in the title echoes a common critique of President Obama by Republicans, that he's been too willing to apologize around the world for American actions. Elsewhere in the book, Romney lays out a vision for U.S. economic and foreign policy. It argues that the current path is one toward weakness and decline. As for the book tour, Romney will be all over network and cable TV today, ending with a stop at the David Letterman show tonight. So far, the travel schedule includes 42 stops in 19 states. Eric Erickson publishes the blog redstate.com.
You look where he's going on this book tour, and he has surrounded himself with the same guys he had in 2008. He's definitely in for president.
Romney's 08 campaign had trouble with conservatives, particularly evangelicals, who had doubts about his Mormonism and about his switch from pro-choice Massachusetts governor to pro-life presidential candidate. Some analysts wondered why he didn't simply run on his resume as a highly successful businessman and executive, now with polls showing the struggling economy and weak jobs picture to be the dominant issue for Americans. RedState.com's Erickson says Romney has an opportunity while on this book tour.
He needs to set himself up as the fixer, as the guy who knows what's wrong with the economy and can fix it.
But a big book tour also risks comparison to others on the same well-trodden path, including one whose book came out in November.
Our cameras rolling as former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin arrived in West Michigan, taking the first steps of a whirlwind national book tour that is garnering the national eye tonight.
That's local TV coverage in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Kevin Madden, a GOP strategist who worked for Romney in 08, is quick to head off comparisons to Palin's massive crowds.
This is not about building crowds. Instead, it's about going out and meeting people and sharing his ideas and his vision for the country with as many people as possible. And rather than being an event, it is a process of engaging on many of these ideas and issues.
The Republican Party is searching for a new standard bearer, as polls show it on track to make big gains in this year's midterm elections. Mitt Romney wants to make sure his name is more than just part of that discussion. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.